Lord, everybody. I said, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We are delighted to be here tonight. Amen. To share. Amen. With Palm Coast United Methodist Church. Amen. Want to confess tonight that meal that we had was so good that I made sure that I ate all of my food. And then when I got in here, I was almost ready to go to sleep. So I asked my pastor, I said, how long is the service? So, well, Reverend, we got to be done by 7 o'clock. And I looked at my watch. And since we have Holy Communion, I promise you I'll be standing here for about 7.5 minutes. Amen. To God be the glory. Won't you show your love to this Heritage Choir tonight? We praise God for them. Amen. Amen. And certainly show your love to this wonderful choir. Amen. That shared with us earlier. And certainly to all the clergy who are gathered here, to the verified members of Island Chapel AME Church who pressed their way on a Tuesday night. Amen. To come and share with us in this Thanksgiving service. The Reverend Dr. Kevin James, my good friend and my brother, we just honor God and we praise God for you. Amen. For the leadership that you provide to this wonderful congregation and certainly to the impact that you make in this community. He is truly a friend. Amen. And we praise God for him, to his lovely wife. Amen. Sister James, and to Lady Tammy Mugala. We honor God and we praise God for you. Our very own associate minister, the Reverend Paula Jackson, glad to have you here. The Reverend Jimmy Moore was supposed to join us, but his grandson, had a seizure earlier today, so he had to rush him to the hospital. As a matter of fact, when we were coming, he was still at the hospital. So pray for that family tonight. Recorded in the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 2, and verse number 8b. Nehemiah chapter 2 and reading verse number 8b, reading from the NIV. It is here that you find these words. And because the gracious hand of my God was upon me, the king granted all my requests. Turn to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, neighbor, TGIF means thank God for favor. That's what I want to talk about. Thank God and favor. You know, out of all the experiences that a person can have in life, none of them equal having the favor of God to rest upon your life. It's mighty quiet in here tonight. The person who lives in the favor of God is like a stick dipped in honey. The blessings of God just stick to them. They are like Velcro. They pick up blessings everywhere they go. Favor is having the sovereign signature of God on your life in such a way that others are inclined to help you and cooperate with you even if they don't like you. Favor is when the grace and mercy of God are so obvious and evident in your life that you live within the confines of God's protective custody, within the context of God's providential care, and within the construct of God's abiding purpose. And I'm not sure here tonight what your desire is, but I want to live in the favor of God in my life. If I had to choose any one blessing from the eternal house of God, I believe that blessing should be favor from God. If favor means that behind every negative, God is working out a positive, I need favor. If favor means that behind every wound, there'll be a wonder, I want favor. If favor means that underneath every burden, there'll arise or emerge a blessing, I want favor. If it means behind every dark cloud, there is a silver lining. That alongside every frustration, there'll be some inspiration. I want favor in my life. I mean, is there anybody in here tonight who wants favor upon their lives? I mean, if you want favor, then go on and shout, God, give me favor. Yeah, I want the favor of God to rest upon my life. Because watch this. You can achieve more because of the favor of God that is upon your life than a pocket full of money in your life. Because you can have a pocket full of money and doors will still be slammed in your face. But if God's favor is on your life, you can be broke in your life and doors will be opening everywhere. I wish there were some witnesses in here. Some of us here are praying for money, or we are praying for stuff during this Thanksgiving season. But favor is better than money. I mean, do I have any witnesses in here who can testify that favor is better than money? Favor is better than stuff. Favor is better than anything that you can ever have in your life. So here in our text tonight, we find Nehemiah. Nehemiah is no longer in Jerusalem. Nehemiah is now in Persia. Nehemiah is working under King Artaxerxes. Now watch this. Nehemiah got there because he was a captive. But yet when Nehemiah got there, he found favor in the eyesight of the king. And the king made him the cupbearer. That means that he was a very special person in the eyesight of the king. He was the cupbearer. And while he was serving under King Artaxerxes, the Bible declares that there were Jewish people that came to him. And he asked them a question. Well, how are things in Judah? How are things in Jerusalem? And they answered to him. And they said to him, Jerusalem is in bad shape. The people are in distress. Everything has broken down. And instead of Nehemiah blaming it on the people, the Bible declares that Nehemiah wept. And Nehemiah prayed to God. And how many of you know that there's still power in prayer? And I'm not just talking about the prayer that you pray out of formalities. But I'm talking about passionate prayer. How many of you know that when you pray, things begin to happen? When you seek the face of God, that God will hear and he will answer prayer. When you look at the Bible, you will find many individuals that found favor in the eyesight of God because they prayed. You remember Noah. Noah found favor in the eyesight of God. And God saved him and his family. You remember Joseph? Joseph found favor in the eyesight of God. And God blessed them and kept Egypt and his people from perishing. They had everything that they needed, even in a drought. You remember Moses? Moses found favor in the eyesight of God. You remember how Moses just took out stick and stretched it across the Red Sea. And they walked on dry ground. Because Moses experienced the favor of God in his life. Anybody here remembers David? David found favor in the eyesight of God. David and his brothers, God had directed Samuel to go and consecrate the new king of Israel. And Jesse brought all his fine sons, and none of them was consecrated. And Samuel says to him, you ought to have somebody in here. I know that the Lord has sent me to this household. You got to have somebody. And Jesse says, well, I got one boy, but he's out there taking care of the sheep. He's out there. It stinks. Jesse says, go and bring him. And when they brought David and Samuel had the oil, the Bible says that the oil flowed on David, and David was anointed the next king of Israel. Is there anybody in here that knows that when you are anointed of God, God will give you everything that you need in order for you to be able to make it in life? So Nehemiah experienced favor. Well, preacher, tell me, how did he experience favor? The Bible says that when Nehemiah prayed to God, he got up and Nehemiah went to the king. And the king looked at him and said, Nehemiah, something wrong with you. I can look at you. Something is wrong with you. And Nehemiah says to the king, well, I got news that things are not right back home. The walls of Jerusalem are broken. The temple has been destroyed. The people are in distress. If you read chapter 1 of the book of Nehemiah, there was no response from the king. But when you come in chapter number 2, the Bible declares that the king says to Nehemiah, Nehemiah, what is it that you need in order for you to go back? So it takes me to my point number 1. When you have favor, you got to learn how to be patient. In other words, you can't be in a hurry when you have favor. That's one of our problems in our world today, because we are so much in a hurry that we can't wait on the Lord. But I heard somebody says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. So Nehemiah was patient. He waited until chapter number 2. And when the king asked him the question, what do you need, Nehemiah? And Nehemiah started telling the king, well, oh king, this is what I need in order for me to be able to go and do what I need to do in Jerusalem. Well, let me stop here and let somebody know that when you are a child of God and when you believe God, it doesn't matter how long it takes, you need to know that God is a promise keeper. Some of us in our churches, we are so much in a hurry that we miss our blessings. But I start by to let you know, child of God, that when you are favored of God, you got to learn how to be patient on God and wait on the Lord, because I believe today that God will come through in your life. So those who are favored are patient. And then secondly, those who are favored are precise. In other words, you got to make it crystal clear what you want. You see, a whole lot of us, we are going to God and we are generalizing what we want. If you want something, then you got to be what? Precise. Just tell God what you want. Here is Nehemiah telling what the king, exactly what he what needed. And let me park here and let somebody know that in order for you to be able to ask what you need, you got to have what? A plan. You got to sit down. This is what I need. This is what I need. When you look at Nehemiah, he had taken what? Time. While he was waiting, he took the time to put down everything that he needed. So when he went before the king, he will be precise. In other words, in your life, child of God, you can't be all over the place. You got to be specific about what you want. You got to be precise as to what you need in your life. If you need a business, be specific what kind of a business that you desire. If you need a blessing, be specific as to what blessing you need. I'm trying to help somebody in here tonight. If you need a wife, you need to be specific as to what kind of a wife you need. Help me, Holy Ghost. If you need what a husband, amen, be specific what kind of a husband you need. So Nehemiah was precise. He was specific about the things that he needed. Now watch this. Because Nehemiah was patient, and because Nehemiah was precise, the Bible declares in verse number 8 that the king gave him everything that he requested. So that means that he received all the provisions in his life. And do I have anybody in here that can testify that when you are patient, when you are precise, God will make provisions for your life? I believe that I'm preaching to myself here tonight. When you are patient and when you're precise, God will make provisions in your life. If you got to use your enemies to bless you, God will do just that. If God has to use somebody else to come and bless you, He will do just that. Is there anybody in here that knows that when you got favor, then you got don't have to worry about where your blessing is going to come from? So during this Thanksgiving season, let me challenge each one of us to thank God for favor. And I thank God for favor because I ought not to be standing where I'm standing right now. Because when I look back over my life and the things that I found myself in, some decisions that I made in my life, I'd have been somewhere else, in some grave somewhere. But God's favor kept me alive. God's grace and God's mercy kept me alive. Is there anybody in here that knows that it was God's grace and God's mercy that kept you alive? And you are here in the house of God, not because you were so good, not because you were so perfect, but because of God's grace and God's mercy. And when you are favored by God, you don't have to worry about going to look for your blessing. The blessing will come and find you. Help me, Holy Ghost. When you are favored by God, you may not have all the money in the world, but God will meet your every need. But when you are favored by God, you may not have health insurance, but God will heal your body miraculously. Do I have anybody in here that knows that God will walk in your room and God will touch your body and He will heal your body? As I hurry to my close, I thank God that I'm favored. Because one day, Jesus hung on the cross. It was that Friday that Jesus hung on the cross. And Jesus was able to declare why He hung on the cross. It is finished. He paid the price for my salvation. He paid the price for my redemption. And ain't you glad today that if you don't have anything else, that you got Jesus in your life, that you got favor in your life? Ain't you glad tonight that if you don't have anything else in your life, you can celebrate the fact that God has redeemed you, that God has saved you? And here you are, now enjoying the blessings of our God. Let us pray. Father, we thank You. And Father, we bless Your name tonight. Thank You, O God, for this worship celebration. We thank You, O God, for this season of thanksgiving. God, how we praise Your name for Your favor upon our lives. We thank You, O God, for Your favor upon our families, upon our communities, upon our churches. Now, God, continue to bless us and use us, God, for Your glory. And God, when You do it, we'll be so ever careful and so ever mindful, Lord, to give You praise and give You the glory. For it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
And amen. Thank God for favor and thank God for the preacher. Let's give Him a hand. Just follow me, Reverend.